The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. In the Guardian Radio AM, I forget where I'm at. With Aaron Green and C.A. Neary, and of course we have Ian Munnings who's joining us today. And because we already have a conversation already started, already lined up, I said, man, why go through the whole preamble and just start one time? I know Aaron has a number of texts, but I want to say, tell Aaron that I vex too. Mm-hmm. I vex too. Well, before you read your long listening of vexations of spirit, I want to tell you what I vex at. Mm-hmm. Now, I am excited that we have a new baseball stadium. It looks good. I've seen the videos being leaked out and I say, hey, I am proud of this stadium that is current, what is happening right now. Mm-hmm. Then I drive past that today and see, man, that's a construction zone, man. No one should be around that place. They still have, what are the things you just climb on to paint?
Scaffolding.
They still have scaffold. They still have scaffold.
I mean, junk and new seats.
And what you call it? Yeah. And the road ain't paved yet. And I say, okay, this may be need an extra 2-3 weeks. So what I vex at, we now going to have an opening for the baseball stadium, which is cool. I understand we need to celebrate, and I mean, it's more free food and whatever it is, but can't they wait till the new year to open that property? Let me see the beauty. Let me see the fauna. Let me see the flora. Where they going to put the grass they're going to lay down. Let me see the paving of the road. Let me see where's the parking spot. Let me see where everything goes so I can experience how the stadium is going to operate. And I'm saying, why we like rush things? Why we need to have to be able to brag and say, well, we're the first out, when we know we need more time to do the finesse? Isn't finesse important? So that's what I vex. I watching the government, right? And like I said, I understand. I'm glad it finally finished, especially over so many overruns. We've been spending on another $100 million extra on the stadium. And it already started devaluing in terms that it for what it's supposed to worth.
Like the gold in the Bahamian flag color already, it already fade out to yellow.
It doesn't feel
it already yellow. Looked like St. Lucian Barbados.
You know, and so I vexed with that. I'm not, mind you, ain't a real pet peeve. This is not really a pet one, right? But I just want to let the powers that be say, man, do better, man. There's no need to rush this.
How much money has been spent on it so far? We learned that they spent a considerable amount of money and then told us that they would have to invest another considerable amount of money to get it finished, right?
Yes.
All of that, and you can't wait, you can't put the grass in before
the grass
before
grow,
event?
Man.
No, don't let it grow. Put it in. Let's just go buy some and install it.
Something. It just looked odd to see that so much work is still left and they still planning to
have. But people are celebrating it like it's finished.
Like it's finished.
And I think that's what's the most frustrating part is, call the thing what it is, man. Say, listen, it's not finished yet, but we wanted to mark this event, the Seniors League Caribbean Cup event. We wanted to mark it. We wanted to be the first to have it, you know, to do it here. But this is not the first event. Why is everybody walking around saying that the stadium is finished? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it cannot be finished.
Mm-hmm. But that's my pet peeve. I something wrong. Something wrong with us as a people that we feel the need to brag on over everything.
But that ain't a bad pet peeve. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. But I want you to read your litany of stuff.
Well, so let me read the text,
go,
please.
So I can go over my pet peeve. And Ian came here with so many things. He being quiet. You know, I won't hear some of the things he's vexed at.
Yeah, man. But I let's get to the text. There's some great text here. There's a hole right top hill by Fort Charlotte that cost me $300, and all they did to fix that hole was put a red mark around it. Was a year ago, and the hole is still there. Can I get paid back for this?
No. Better go fix your car.
First of all, don't invest your heart into it, dear Texter. Mm-hmm. Your heart will stay forever broken. But let me repeat that. There's a hole at the top of Fort Charlotte that cost the Texter $300. He says, did they fix the hole? By putting a red spray paint mark around it.
Now you know where the hole is.
Right, and you're going to avoid it next time.
Mm-hmm.
I hope. Another text. Hi, regarding the roads, they need to put the lines for the lanes on the road so people know where to turn. Yes, dear Ministry of Works on People's Nerves.
And especially now that it's illegal to turn on left on a red traffic light, especially when there's no sign there indicating that you need to turn. These indicators and markings need to. I don't even know who erects that. It's not the police who's erecting the
Ministry of Ministry Works. There's a sign department.
Ministry of Works
that makes the signs.
So I don't expect them things to be erected anytime soon. Mm-mm.
Right. I think this is of the utmost importance, right? But let's remember this. Even if the line is not there, you, the driver, is supposed to know where the line is. That it's your obligation.
So she says, even though the sign is not there, I'm supposed to know that the sign is supposed to be there. And
that's
left.
That's not my job, Aaron. That's not my job.
No, that's your job.
No, my job as a driver, I am licensed to see the signs and the signages and know what it indicates when I see it. You're saying to me that a entity that is responsible for placing signs, whether it be a stop sign, whether it be turn on the left lane, whether it be the stripping to the middle of the roads, etc. You're saying to me that I, as the driver, is supposed to know where the line will be in the road?
Yeah. The bus driver needs to know where the onus bus is sign on is.
You. Thank you very much.
No, the onus is on you, the driver. Now, we can also say to those responsible for putting the signage up, you need to put the signage up.
Did I pay my license?
Listen, I don't think you
understand. Did I pay my license?
I don't
license?
Think you understand what I'm saying. See, when you get to an intersection, right, what you're telling me is, look, if when I get to an intersection, if there is nothing indicating to me that I'm supposed to
you're
stop,
supposed to be able to go straight
then
through.
I ain't stopping. But there are rules around the four-way stop, right? Like mm-hmm. when the traffic light is not working.
What if there's no light, there's no sign, there's nothing there, then what do you do?
It's a four-way stop.
Four-way stop.
And you go...
First one first.
No, you go either clockwise or counterclockwise.
The first one who reached the stop sign first and then go to the left of the person. Goes left.
Right, but that's either clockwise or counterclockwise, right? So there's a rule and you, the driver, are supposed to know it. You're supposed to learn it when you take your test. You're supposed to know the manual, and they're not going to ask you where every single stop sign in the Bahamas is, but the instructor should get sense that
there's a crater by Dalzell Street with that T-junction. That there's dangerous.
Hold on. You mean by Alfred Gray, office?
Right next to Alfred Gray office.
Where the people is parked all on the sidewalk blocking
the
view of Dalzell
the sidewalk. I think it's supposed to be illegal to park on the sidewalk.
It is.
But they park on the sidewalk.
But they're not illegal because they are big shots. So
they're big shots.
That one and the one right by Shirley and East Street.
Yeah, but that's a crater. That could kill you.
Yeah.
Especially coming down. Oh, boy. Anyway.
You said the nighttime too, so just imagine, you know, Dazzle get crazy in the night.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about Dazzle in the night. Good morning, caller. You are on Guardian Dazzle Radio Street AM mashup with On the Clock.
I don't be driving on Dazzle Street at night.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning.
Type of things happen on Dazzle Street.
Good morning, so give us a second. Give us a second. There we go. Mr. Yuri.
I don't know what he's doing on Dazzle Street.
Aaron,
I asked Aaron. Aaron said she's driving the night dance. So I say, be careful, Dazzle.
Not me. I don't even have my good night eyes.
Let's go to the caller.
Dear caller, sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, listen, a pleasant good morning to all of you. I seem like y'all having a jolly good time in the right spirit for Christmas. Everything is good. Everybody is good, I guess. But my pet peeve, after some 21 years, you don't think that they could put some areas where you can turn around on the Tony Williams Darling Highway? You know, I just had to make a stop as I came out from the roundabout by Govan High. Mm-hmm. I just went right on the corner there. But I had to go way down to the other end and go,
go all the way around.
And waste up all the gas. Man.
But there's a reason for that, Aaron. There's a reason for that.
I can tell you don't have a Jeep, right? I can tell you ways what I do. You know, I don't go around that.
That's
far.
Also against the law.
You make a strong left.
But I could speak to one. That I think that but Aaron listen, Aaron was in the
somebody need to get on the Mr. Alfred Gray. Man, come on, we could correct that problem.
Because, yes.
I mean, you drive in the States. And they have these little, these little areas that, you know, if you use your turn, you just swing around and you could just go around. I mean, it make sense.
So you see this... Don't worry, you're not coming to you.
Because I need to let him know just what we're dealing with. In my opinion, I think that being able to drive all the way up and come back is the best decision for that on Harold Road. And there's a reason for that.
You ever miss original
parking? No, there's a reason for that.
I just want to get original parking.
I agree with you.
And when I miss that, I
go. No, I agree with you. But then I can tell you why, what I'm going to say. Yeah. That road has more traffic, fatalities, et cetera, than almost anything you heard about. The reality is this. Aaron was speaking to the drivers or the persons that are licensed to be driving on the road. They have a non-care of stopping or even allowing the persons that are off the right of way to even turn. If we put a turnabout in there, I can assure you that the traffic accidents will increase by probably 98%. I guarantee it.
No.
Aaron, I guarantee it.
No, so what he's saying is make...
I don't believe that.
I know. We could just come on the side and try again in the traffic.
No, he's saying put more roundabouts, right? Like that stretch shouldn't be so long.
Just those little areas. I mean...
He wants a little cutout.
Oh, you want a little cutout.
And that's where the problem is coming.
Yeah, just a little cutout, man.
Okay, I feel you.
Most of the traffic accidents that take place on that highway takes place in the night, in the dark.
But I think more importantly, people not paying attention, and that's what the concern is.
Man, come on. That don't make sense, Aaron. That don't make sense. After 20-odd years, we could fix that problem.
Listen, we could fix...
No place on in the state to be more busier than in this little nasty.
We have a better chance of doing an overhead passage and charging you money to go to the toll booth than putting that there.
Okay. I don't know.
No, this is interesting.
I try to avoid that as much as possible.
I think it's... a question of will driver behavior and culture follow the road modification, right? And how long will it take for drivers to understand that it's not just a full stretch until you hit the roundabout? But thank you very much, caller. I got another call on the line and some more texts. Another text says, good morning, my pet peeve is with some of these pedestrians who think it's okay crossing on a highway. There's a designated spot for them to cross, but if they get struck, people automatically assume the driver was speeding. But I would love to see them try and cross on I-95.
I'm going back to the scooters that are on that West Bay Street, on that East Bay Street, on that Bay Street stretch.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it for everyone to listen, because I don't know if I was clear. There is a business who have scooters, right?
Uh-huh.
Vehicle, what do you call it? Motorized scooters.
Yeah.
That is parked their motorized scooters on the sidewalk, blocking the way of pedestrian. Mm-hmm. And they all over Nassau. And nope, the police see them and they don't say anything. This business has a motorized vehicle without have any helmets. Man. Right? And nobody says anything. Right?
Yeah.
This person or this business has a motorized vehicle scooter parked on the sidewalk without have any helmets, and it doesn't have no license plate.
Right.
Driving on the main road. And I'm looking at us and saying, what if a tourist one day decide to get an accident?
I worry about that. What if a tourist one day decide that they're going to try sue me because they got in an accident?
And they didn't always hit people. You know, and
not me, but somebody.
Yeah, I understand. And I'm saying that, how is it that the powers that be sees this? And nobody said, hey, I understand you need to make money, but we need to work around this. Because this what you do here ain't working. This for Family Islands. This can't be, you know, major thoroughfare.
And I used to think it was for Family Islands as well, but I'm still trying to confirm whether we had a second traffic fatality on the island of Eleuthera since the one that was recorded weekend before last. Mm. I'm not sure if these are good for the Family Island either. I don't know if Family Island have the road structure necessary for motorized scooters. I don't know if they have the healthcare system and health transportation system necessary to let people ride electric motor scooter in the road with no helmet or safety equipment. I just think that while, just like with the idea about the turnout, right, on the highway, it's like, it looks like the future to us because we're so far in the past. Mm. Yes, it's what people are doing in other countries right now, but I'm telling you, the Bahamas is not prepared for it.
A different creature. We are a different creature.
I know you're reading your text, and I'm pushing in my vexation spirit and sense. Anyone do his?
No, I got mine.
I'm still vexed at our commissioner of the police. I can tell him right now. I mean, someone need to call him up so he can hear me talk about him, right? Because still, after promising two times, coming on national TV, national radio two times, and saying, yes, I'm going to have a press release next week, twice, saying it twice, to say I'm going to give a report on whether the MP knocked down my police officer under my jurisdiction. And saying it twice now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And months, almost going on a year, almost Carnival come back again, and he ain't come to us means that he has no goddamn respect for me.
It means that it never happens here.
No, he has no respect
for me. See, it means that it never took place.
It means that he has no respect for me.
It means that it never took place.
I'm cool if it never took place, no.
You need to come back
and tell me it never took place.
It's like the person at BPL that thinks that all of us are fools. You had a fire. You had an investigation. Somebody leaked a report. And then you can tell me that because somebody leaked the report, I can't see the report no more because somebody else leaked it?
Yeah.
But they have a liaison officer, I mean, who's responsible to respond to those particular things that occurred.
I vexed at the commissioner of the police because someone gone in the office of the prime minister and thief our entire file, which is done in triplicate.
I don't think it could be stolen. I think it's gone missing. No, I think the files are there. And it has to be there because there are procedures
wasn't this commissioner of the police, right? It's a commissioner of the police has said that this is vital to national security. And I assume that he turned that information to the next commissioner of the police that is vital to national security, that someone could go into the office of the prime minister and thief a file that is done in triplicate.
But the Bahamas is known to have David Blaine.
And he ain't come back to say, well, we finish our investigations, right? And we find out. David Blaine came
by. We have three set of people here. We have David Copperfield, we have David Blaine, and then we have
My point is, IVEX. And you see what they're saying? The last one, I'm going to be IVEX. Because I'm running hot now, and I want to make sure people know what IVEX is about. I would know how Lincoln Blaine inviting people here in the Bahamas, talking about interviewing them, as they calling people in the Bahamas simple and we don't understand cryptocurrency, like we some common people. And these foreign people, they're lambasting our system, saying we ain't ready for technology. And then and we all smiling, kiki. It ain't funny. It could never be prime minister of this Bahamas. No, he finished. He need to move on. Calling behemoths corrupt. I ain't no corrupt person. That's them. Who's how they shoe store and think when they see them. I digress.
Yeah, I was just about to say
shoe store burning down and things seriously.
So you're saying that Lincoln.
I have to call his name.
So you're saying to me that Lincoln is suggesting that the hard working and intelligent behemoths that parents sacrifice they don't have common sense? No, I'm just asking.
That ain't what he said. He said is that he's concerned that Lincoln was entertaining a foreigner in our country suggesting all manner of things that couldn't be true.
Can't be true.
Right? But I further than that, why would you entertain someone suggesting how easy it is for them to come in here and do illegal things like kidnap people and take them to other jurisdictions?
Mm. And working here without any permit to talk with you recording. I hope he go and get a license to come here and record and document.
I mean, the irony is...
I want my money back for them Jordans I bought years ago. What was fake. That's why I want my money back.
I don't buy Jordans.
It was fake. The rubber got off within a week.
I see you don't buy Jordans either.
They got them die one.
I forget.
I have one more thing I want to talk about. Okay. The fact that I'm going into my fast food restaurants and some of them that I love, and I could indicate who they are.
No, I'm just saying.
When you go there and you purchase your meals there, either A, they don't have no plate, they don't have this, they don't have that, but they still charge you the same thing. Then they don't have this portion of meat, but normally they'll charge you this amount of money for that portion of meat. But when they don't have it, they still charge you the same amount of figures on it. And then I went to the other establishment and I purchased two meals. And the meals with a six-piece nuggets and it almost cost me $30. Hello. And then on that receipt, when I looked at the receipt, you showed me what the VAT is. Then you showed me the cost of what the product costs. And then underneath that, then you said you charged me $1.49 or $1.50 for condiments. I'm trying to figure out what condiments are you charging me for. Because the meal I paid for that come with the condiments and I asked none extra. So listen, what you charge me for?
Let me take it off of your hands.
Protection.
Look here, if you sell chicken and fries, hot sauce and ketchup is coming with chicken
and
fries.
Oh, Jesus.
If you sell hamburger, mayonnaise and ketchup.
They charge us separately.
If you sell cable service, the guide is come with the cable service.
But where's
the regulator? Listen,
where is the regulator for these things?
Even let me crack my
head. Man, that's my pet peeve, Aaron. Now. So I hot right now.
You can't eat.
Aaron, I hot.
Without wearing the condiments.
That's what I'm saying. You're selling a sandwich. You sold the sandwich for me for $10. $10.50.
Mayo and ketchup.
Hold on.
Producer,
you charge me at $10.50. And you still can charge me condiments? Man, I almost had five babies.
I know that because you use your condiments.
Producer, I don't know what I'm doing. Go ahead and call, please. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Sparky?
Yes, good morning. Boy, I'm trying to get through to you all these days.
Like I said, Sparky, don't get upset. I said at the top of the show, I've been repeating, the number to call today is 325-4316.
Yeah, I understand all of that. What I'm trying to say is sometimes I think you should take a break out and give your callers a chance, you know? Because you always get caught up in the show, and I understand it's
dear
your
Sparky,
show.
I got you.
You're
dead, hold on.
To do what you want to do with your show.
Producer.
Sparky ain't waiting on you to meet me by pool with a scotch conch, okay?
Sparky, I spend the show telling the people that the phone lines are not working properly. I'm asking the people to call 325-4316. That is the functional line. 323-6232 has a degree of static in it, and it's uncertain whether we could hear you or not. It's not that we are sitting here ignoring phone calls. We're having an issue with the telephones. I don't want you call and run hot about something I already tell you is happening. We're not ignoring the callers. You see, I read in all the texts. I only get to three things of why I vex. That's all, Sparky.
That's why I had to run away with my vexation.
Yeah, nobody doing that. Okay, let's get back to the text. I even letting Ian talk, man.
Man, give me 20
minutes
of chicken and no plate, no napkin, and then the girl can tell me the manager is say that they can only give out 2 napkins for 20 pieces of chicken. Man, I lose the roof.
First of all, if I buy in the food to take home to eat, I don't get fork and napkin.
I may be going on the beach.
No, you're a married man. Don't want to eat your food. Second thing is this. I want to say, listen, their fast food restaurants, there's no way in the Bahamas that you could be out of chicken, out of conch, out of brown paper bag, out of ketchup, and out of fries. What?
Aaron?
Why are you open?
I went to a place where sell sandwiches. They had no lettuce. And I said, do I get discount for
no lettuce?
No,
nothing. It's not even 25 cents.
Producer,
no.
Let's go to the call on the line.
Extra tomato.
But I want to say to those three young ladies that work that restaurant by themselves and to their managers, don't fire them because they may or may not have given me more chicken than I paid for. You don't mind that the three of them was working that by themselves.
Oh, you better tell me what chicken shop got.
I know, sir. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. Sparky might be on to something, you know. You mean, sometimes people call from their cell phone. I understand y'all want to talk. But there are other people that want to call in.
Yes, call in. Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
You want to say anything else? Anything else you've asked about? Come on, let's go.
No. That bus stop downtown.
Yeah.
So, thereby said the street coming out from in front of Burger King.
Yeah.
Buses in the way where the tourists have to walk. The tourists have to go on the street to get around to the other side.
The buses are actually parking on the sidewalk?
That's an everyday thing.
Ah, but it is.
Buses pull out.
The depot by
the police there. Yeah. And you have to go around the bus to get on the next side.
Because the bus, right, because the benches are there and the people are standing there, yeah.
Because of the bus on the area where the tourists are supposed to be walking across.
I got you.
Okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Absolutely. Now,
let's go on the text. What other text you have still there?
Right? Okay, good morning. My pet peeve is with the pedestrians on Shirley Street that either works at B.O.B., or in that area, there's a pedestrian crossing right in front of the registrar. To me, it seems like they refuse to use it. They rather cross the road in between housing and BOB. Dear Texter, I'd like to thank you for bringing this to our attention this morning. First of all, the bus stop is on the west side of the pedestrian crossing. Perhaps that suggests to people that they don't have to go back because, like Rasta say, forward ever, backward never. But it's important for the pedestrians and road users in that area to understand something. By the time drivers get to that building, Charlotte Street and the registrar's office, they frustrated with all of the foolishness they've had to deal with on the way up. And then you have this little thing. There are a couple of cars they like to park right before the registrar's building. There's not a parking area there. In fact, they're blocking an exit, but they like to park there and they obstruct traffic just enough to slow it down tremendously. Then the bus likes to come and stop. It likes to stop before the pedestrian crossing, and it likes to stop after the pedestrian crossing, right? It's all of that's happening. And so it's important for you to get on the pedestrian crossing. Look both ways. I know you're saying, Aaron, why do I have to look both ways? Trust me, it's 2022. Look both ways, right? And ensure that the way is clear before you go on into the road. Why? Because a lot of Bahamians don't respect the law, and they will fly through a pedestrian crossing with you on it and then say, oh, I'm sorry, I was in my phone and I didn't see you there, even though the onus is on the driver to be aware of everything that's happening around them 360. That's why you get into the habit of looking in the direction the traffic's not coming from. A peeve for me is not holding employers liable for employees who have died on the job due to employer negligence.
Interesting.
Dead texter.
That's more than a pet peeve.
That's more than a pet peeve.
Yeah, that's an important issue.
That's an important issue that should be raised.
And we don't have any problem with you. That is not a peeve. Producer, I see there's another call on the line. Please don't let these people cuss us today. Miss Green, why do you have to talk so much and take over everything? Do you need to be recognized?
You talk a lot.
Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to take Aaron Green off of the name of the show.
You're still talking.
And then we're going to get somebody else to host it. And then I will have relieved myself of any obligation to talk on the radio.
You can write on now.
Dear text, I'm sorry that I have upset you this morning. Nah, CA, I with you on this Lincoln Bain thing. Another text. Take Lincoln Bain name out your mouth, please. Bain is trying to show transparency because Americans can clearly see the corruption for themselves. Catch yourself, Mr. CA.
I need a credit. Look here. My Jordan's.
Let me tell you what the problem is. They don't understand what the problem is.
Why? I don't need to buy from Huffles.
Well, see, you had money.
Why go to Miami?
Dear texter, I was trying to respond to your text, but... the next text says, them Jordans was fake for real.
It was fake.
That is the response.
Did you look inside? Was it a China or Taiwan?
Gentlemen, producer, please, let's see if anybody's on this phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. Yes, how you doing today, Ms. Green?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. Since you're talking about traffic and the stuff on the road, I don't want to go off the topic.
Okay.
So I'll give you my point.
Yes.
You know, when there are more than 3.5 or 4 ships in port,
uh-huh.
I suggest to the government to make at least the back road on Prince George Walk a pedestrian walk, because it's so congested through to getting grays from cars and all these other stuff. And I think the only public service drivers should be in the back there, and they need to organize that section properly, because that is the center of commerce.
Yes.
And we have to really deal with the situation. It's so congested with all of the construction going on with the big tractors and all that other stuff. We do not need private cars to add to the obstruction, because they have very little reason to go downtown, or at least inside the Prince George Wharf area.
I got you. Those are great suggestions.
Great suggestions, man.
I didn't know they were grazing tourists.
Yeah, man, you know stop right here,
yeah,
the tourists with the ribbon shoes.
And then, you know, and that is probably the smallest two-way street in the Bahamas. And you got about 20,000 people coming off the cruise ships at one time. Mm-hmm. And you got a whole congested area along with 1,000 taxi drivers and tour operators. To add to that, you got the tractors passing back and forth. Because
hold on, there's some right, because of the road, the wharf works. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, you got traffic going on because tractors passing and big trucks passing because of the construction on there. My thing is that at least alleviate some of it by making it a pedestrian walk for private cars who have no real reason to come in the back there. That's my suggestion.
That's a great suggestion.
Thanks.
No, I was just shocked that we hitting tourists with cars, because somebody tried to hit me with their car in Harbor Bay parking lot. And the irony was they had a disabled placard in their car, right? Anyway, dear CIBC in Harbor Bay Plaza, if you're going to create a parking lot, like if you're going to create a parking area, then you need to man it properly. You really need to man it properly. I almost got hit twice. Once by somebody who was ignoring the flow of traffic, and then the second by somebody who didn't care that I was walking through the parking lot to my car. They just wanted to get very close. I don't know what's wrong with these people.
But if I remember correctly, I think the port plan was that they were going to make big all of that pedestrian walk around and all of that stuff. No cars.
You're right.
No, there's going to be cars. They're going to have a what do you call it?
A boardwalk
on the side of the.
But I thought they were gonna make the wharf and Bay Street pedestrian.
That's
only,
what they said. That's
the boardwalk would be for that.
And then relegate us.
No,
to
no.
Shirley
they
Street.
Said that the cars would be routed to.
But look here,
Shirley
I got another caller before we get.
Go ahead.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. This is Aaron. Me again.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wouldn't mind talking on and on because I get through. anyway, like the gentleman that was talking about the wharf area.
Yeah.
Concerning the tourists, the majority I drive to there because I'm not. I should not be in the back because I'm not a part of what's going on in the back. But I'm Bahamian. I'm nosy, so I'm trying to see what's going on with the work.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of the persons that are holding up the road and blocking up the sidewalk that is causing the tourists have to walk in the road is actually the Bahamian persons who are trying to get the tourists' attention. It's not the tourist. I'm in the back here now.
Mm-hmm.
And these sidewalks are full, so therefore the tourists walking in the road, which is true, because the sidewalks are already full with Bahamians who are trying to get including taxi drivers who are trying to get the tourists' attention.
Oh.
So that is something they need to work on, positioning themselves in a better position, you know, and either lining off side by side and some lining off four in a row, blocking the sidewalk where the tourists have to walk in the road. I am here now looking at it. So this is why I'm saying what I'm seeing.
Yes, ma'am. And I imagine that once the port project is completed, right, that we'll see that shift.
Major change.
Entirely. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you very much. All right, another text. My pet peeve is to go into a restaurant. Told a can of soda is $1.25. I give you $2. You use a calculator to figure out my change. These are young people. Yes. I feel you. That ain't the worst, though. The worst is when you go in and they have no change. And then they just look at you and smile. Beautiful young people. Beautiful young people. Another text. Great show as usual. I've been to fast food places for 5 weeks and no conk. How I supposed to survive? I vex. The business owner, I think, is located Elizabeth Avenue. Tell your guests I blame him for paying for it. Text say, you forget. No, man. I didn't forget. Sparky's my boy. When I say that respectfully because Sparky's a senior man to me. He's like an uncle, like a grandfather. So I don't say it disrespectfully. Be cool. Another text. And those people who ain't live or going to QC or doing business there, stop driving on Village Road. It's not finished and y'all drive that way, making it worse. But that's a good suggestion. Reduce the amount of traffic if you have no business on Village Road to aid the completion of the road works that I think will be finished by February 2005. See, producer, is that a new call? Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. One of my pet peeves is when you drive in on the road and you drive through water and you fall in a big crater.
Oh, Lord of
a hole. That pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't expect there to be a hole in the road and then you drop into a hole.
Yeah.
And my second pet peeve is both administration think behavior people don't see the play for these Shantytown committees. No one full well. Nothing's going to happen.
Caller, use a gentleman in the school.
They do all this long talk. But I'll hang up in this.
They play with us, caller. They play with us. They play with our emotions. They ain't going to fix that shanty town.
Listen, I do not quote. This is not a quotation and nor am I paraphrasing. I am simply making up the words of the Minister of Works. But I sure the gentleman said, listen, we have some surveys and we're going to need a survey to survey whether we're going to need more committees to sit with the surveys before we pass them on for more surveys. I am almost certain that's what I heard him say. I mean, that's not what he said, but he might as well have said that.
Scrumbus giggers.
Scrumbus giggers. And the next thing I vexed at the people on my Facebook who stay blocking me off for 29 days.
That's a pet peeve. She is banned for 30 days.
There's something wrong with that, man.
So I think you're
and I don't do nothing.
I think they should be ready for when you come back.
Yeah, they soon learn.
But I think you said the wrong word, FT and X.
And all I was doing instead of talking about FTX, you know, I mentioned that.
No, because I too am concerned about people who would dare to come in my country and do live interviews and talk about how easy it is to kidnap people outside the country.
Well, that's a national security problem there.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's a nation problem because, you know, like I try to tell people that be careful how you speak to outside persons, even on anybody in your country that is a leader or in leadership position. Because the way that they perceive what you say to them is basically be running by little children or crazy people or people that don't have no sense.
Want to make it sound like a banana republic.
Basically.
No.
Absolutely. There's another call.
And that's far from it.
Good morning, caller.
Oh,
yes, good day, you.
Yeah, I don't know if I say 14.
Say that again?
I don't know if I say 14. You say, why are we pissed off?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, number one. Ah, baby, people keep voting in the same PFPF and all of them same party but different sides.
I get you.
Two, the road by Princess Margaret Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Three, the whole world knows our country is corrupt because our one prime minister said it.
Which prime minister? Who said that?
Menace.
The one who said we may have to breach
the
I voted that foolish man out. He was foolish.
Yeah, we did vote. We both voted him.
He didn't pay attention to that one.
We had to get rid of him.
Yeah, he didn't make no sense.
Listen, there, sir, continue.
And four?
Yeah.
We need to get rid of both the PRP and FNM because all of them doing the same thing. Our country is not getting any better because of Ben Markman who said, if we go forward or backwards, he was talking basically the PRP, FNM, or a new party.
For who win?
Because we talk about because we vote on PIP and FNM, we go backwards. We ain't never get no better unless we get rid of both of them.
Okay.
Put who in?
So who are you suggesting that we should put in?
Y'all know who it is. Y'all need to
say it. No. I need to hear that. I need to hear you say it. No, you need to say it.
Say it loud.
Right now, you know, Coalition, they have all the information.
Who?
Pop it off.
The
crypto
thing.
The
crazy boy. Well, man,
crazy.
You mean who?
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Bring the money for the land.
No.
Because me and this place side on the same side.
The money is in the notary store. In order to get the notary store, you have to get in power. In order to get in power, you have to empower the people.
I think we're being miseducated. I think that a lot of people are being miseducated on terms of certain things that are happening and privy to what's happening in the country. And then they're plaguing on persons, its sensitivity in terms of what they are feeling and what they're going through or their emotions. And the truth needs to still be told that there's certain things that is a certain way, and this is the reason why, rather than making up these illusional things, that you can come to him and give him $1,000 for a piece of land somewhere, like he is the government, like he owns the ground land. Something wrong with that.
All right, dear caller, I have a different position, right? I am prepared to entertain.
What?
That we need. I'm prepared to entertain that we need a change in governance.
Yep.
I think that.
A change or reform?
Your assessment.
So why you don't run?
Why I don't run? First of all.
Why don't you run, Aaron?
Because I said that Bahamians need to examine their work ethic, and this boy put out a 6-part video on how they need to do me in. That's a part of the reason why I don't run. The second part is that I've been on the airwaves and engaged in public advocacy for over 20 years, giving away ideas. Not selling them to people, not demanding that I be made a part of your party or given some power to be a part of your party and so you could have my ideas. I've been giving them away. If I could tell you the amount of political actors that have laughed at me in my face, that have waited until I thought I could, they thought I couldn't hear them to laugh at me, right? Because I dare to offer them ideas. The reason I don't run is because the problem isn't at that stage. The problem is we need to figure out how to change the political culture. And I offer to you that even if the COI could win, and hear me, even if they could win,
mm-hmm.
within short time, they would fall into the same trappings, the same issues that these other set fall into. Because look here, I sat right on this radio and attempted to provide a space for, in particular, new politicians to get a sense of the political culture and what it was they're about to engage themselves in. And they refused to even acknowledge I existed.
Why, Aaron?
And right off the bat, we had Ginger Moxie showing up in the Pine Ridge local government elections with the chairman of the party talking about this is our winner.
We win.
Right? Then we get Moxie and Glover handing out school bags with their name on it.
Name on it.
Right? And then we have reports Pia Glover giving out a scholarship 2 days after it was announced. Now, I could be wrong there.
I can't talk about that no more.
Tell me something. I don't know.
You can't talk about that no more.
You don't talk about Pia Glover no more.
Oh,
no.
I don't talk about that no more.
You're no, anyway, like picking on her.
What I'm saying,
and I don't like it.
Dear Carlo, I haven't forgotten you. What I'm saying is that I am prepared to engage the conversation you've put on the table. I stop at the point, though, where I caution you that the COI has not done enough to convince me that they will not fall into the same political culture and trappings that every politician has fallen into.
But he did win Alaska downtown, though.
So tell me something. Rensselaerens became the prime minister. Well, yeah. So people have to tell some more points, right?
No, that ain't how it works.
The movement was different. The movement was totally different.
No.
The movement was back. The movement then was backed by...
And I'm trying to be polite, Texter, right? I think you're missing the play. The play is that many people feel that they have already tested Lincoln out. Many people feel that they have already had enough experience with him to come to the determinations that they have come to. But I'm not being trite. I don't want you to think that I'm being dismissive or insulting.
But Aaron, I think at one point in time, all of the third party ideas got together and they said that they were going to cast a vote. And at the end of the day, whomever got the most votes would come out as the leader of the third party. Yeah. They all did that. And by my understanding is that when that took place and persons cast their votes and Lincoln was not decided to be the leader overall, he then had a problem with standing back a second, or he couldn't fathom himself as doing it. So that right there tells me that he lacked the compassion of being a real leader. A real leader would really want to see change. I don't have to be the forefront to bring the change if the change is going to come.
And I think what Ian is saying, Carl, I know you got cut off, but I think what Ian is saying is that he's not being dismissive. And though we're cracking a few jokes, that people aren't just dismissing this gentleman and the party. People are saying, look, there's our lives on the line, and you may not think that we are making savvy or sensible decisions, but in the absence of a viable alternative, we are prepared to stick with what we have in front of us. The onus is on us to give people more viable options. Anyway, this ain't my show, and that ain't my music.
So let me go on the break. This is Guiding Radio AM with On the Clock with Aaron Green, and we're talking pet peeves, why we vex, what we're concerned about, and we having everyone express their views. Just now, we was talking about the option of COI, and Aaron concluded that they ain't ready yet.
Man down, call in.
Listen,
it's going to be lit.
The DNA wasn't ready, and no. I think the closest thing to being ready was maybe the CDR, maybe, but only because...
You want to call it NDP?
Affluence and influence. I mean...
You want to call it NDP? No? Anyway, we'll be right back right after this brief message.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Listen, we're supposed to come when the day come.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio for the AM. And Ian is truly having too much fun on the sideline as we have our man down mashup. Today. This is Guardian Radio in the AM. And of course, we're joined by Aaron Green, who's the host of On the Clock, which is a 10 o'clock show. And we come together now to talk about pet peeves. Aaron has a litany of things she is vexed at. And so I'm letting her just read her stuff off.
Okay, listen, I know, but I got 14 texts here, and I can read some of them too, right?
Hold on, Aaron. Before Aaron gets to that, I just want to say one thing, Aaron. If you have a business and you operate in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas,
yeah,
please and to those persons that own these franchises, you cannot increase the price of the product without notifying the general public.
What a chicken shack, right?
Homeboy, I went to
plenty places.
I went to a particular franchise with Chicken Place, which is a very, very popular. No, this is a shack, but this is a popular thing, and I think a lot of Bahamians like it because the lines never stop in a pandemic or the pandemic. Mm. But my thing was that today I went there, it was like, let's just say $10.
Yes.
I went back there the next day, it was $12. I went back there 2 days later, it was $20. I'm trying to figure out what they got going on in there.
Gas price.
And I mean, there is nothing, no indication, no notification by flyer, no nothing by radio. There was absolutely nothing. But my thing is, to do that in a country, it shows the blatant disrespect for the people that basically support your business.
You don't like surprises.
Listen, we're spending hardcore money right now. Surprise. You're hard-earned money.
Surprise.
And if you said something is $10, I'm looking at being $10. Yeah. And then if you're going to change it to 12, I don't mind paying 12 if I want that. But please indicate somewhere, mm-hmm. whether it be some media forum or something, that I'm going to increase in the price.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I'm going to get to you texters. I just throwing this in here. How come Bahamian DJs has only played the first 45 seconds of the song?
Okay.
And then there's talk. That's why what I vex about. Mm-hmm. All my life, I don't know none of these reggae songs. Why? Because the DJs only play the first 45 seconds of the song. Mm. Now back to the text. I just had to say it. Because I got a text here that says, what I'm upset about? The lack of training of our police. A police in full uniform let off 3 warning shots inside a crowded club last...
The key there is warning shots. What was the police warning you from?
And then the texter suggests that the officer allegedly started a fight. Dear texter, what you should do is, if that actually happened, go to the corruptions and complaints unit.
Go to East Street on top of the hill.
If you could
find the police and corruptions up there.
Yeah.
And I think that you should report it. And if the officer number was visible, please go and report that, because he is a, what do we call them? What do we call the officers in uniform?
On duty.
Oh, no, beyond duty. I mean, like...
I don't know. I just call them, hey, sweetie, what you saying? Don't lock me up.
Peace officers.
Peace officers. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. At the same rate, if you feel uncomfortable going directly to the police, what you do is you call Crime Stoppers and you give them as much information as you have available to you, dear texter. I could see, by the way the texter wrote it, that they're very frustrated and they need a solution. They need to be able to do something. Right? And that's how a lot of people feel right up and now. Okay, another text. Aaron, there's a corner of Carmichael West. The drivers make a second lane coming out of that corner. This blocking anyone who will need to come into that same corner. This is every morning. Dear Bahamian drivers, let me tell you about a bully. A bully is someone who will block the corner, so you can't turn into the corner unless you let them out of the corner. Mm. Let me tell you something about me. I taught my car how to break dance. My car could spin on its head. Try block me out of the corner. We will sit in the road all day until the police pull up and say, Miss Green, Corinne Mitchell is dead, but we will still take you to the yellow house opposite the barracks. Y'all are bullies, man. Producer, there's a call on the line. Hopefully it's Sparky calling back. Another text. I wish those people coming from Shirley Street onto Blue Hill would stop sneaking into the left lane on that short stretch heading down to Dunkin' Donuts. It's annoying and dangerous. That is not a merge lane. Join the line. Dear everybody who does that, most of y'all are very fancy people with fancy jobs. Y'all are respectful people who are respected in your communities. Please stop doing that. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. Dear caller, you are on the Guardian Radio AM on the clock. Man down, mashup.
Erin Green.
Yes, sir.
My dear sister, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
My good friend, P.A. I'm here. I trust you all are both also doing well.
We're doing good, man.
Doing well, sir. Doing very well, sir.
Excellent. Let me just give my very short commentary here, talking about that piece. Let me ask a general question. The yellow boxes painted at these intersections, have the law changed where persons are allowed to pull into those boxes?
No.
And block traffic?
No.
Why is it that this still, the vexing pet peeve is East Street and Robinson Road? Mm.
I can tell you why, because the government wouldn't let the police take home 10% of all of their earnings from tickets. If the government let the police take home, and when I say take home, I mean invested directly into the police force, right? Yeah. It's $500 per person who breaches the yellow box while their light is red. It's $250 per person who breaches the white line while their light is red. Every day I pull up to the light, there's about $1,000 in fines waiting to be collected.
But Aaron, I acted out as well. Isn't it interesting that the CCTV cameras, and this is another pet peeve because I'm wondering whether these cameras are actually working.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't those cameras also supposed to be able to video perpetrators who actually violate the laws, like in the States? You know, if you're on a toll booth, that camera automatically snaps your license plate.
Tell you the
rules. You receive a ticket in the mail, mm-hmm. which has to be paid by X day. You know, these are simple things that we could get done. But, you know, it seems as if we've gone backwards again. People are blocking these boxes, stopping traffic. Right now, I can guarantee you, 5 o'clock, go to that intersection and watch what happens. Okay? That's only one.
I'm ready to go live on the family island where I don't have much traffic. I can have a spread of property. I can probably see the beach or on the beach. And then I can have all kind of different businesses I can open up. So we need to be able to say to our young people, take charge. Look at the opportunities we have where land is very cheap if your parents didn't have land already on the island. And then try, reach out and do something different. Let's not start bungling up in this 21/7.
Increase the density.
And let's try to, and the government should be doing that by this time.
Well, we would have thought that with the infrastructure of these islands, because I can tell you, many persons residing in Nassau, especially coming from the various individual islands, they would love to return, but the infrastructure isn't there. You know, and
yes,
we just need to now get the infrastructure. I see that they're doing something in Southern Long Island that sounds very promising. I've heard many Long Islanders can't wait for it to finish so they can head back home. They want to get out of Nassau.
Absolutely. They're calling.
My last point here, Aaron,
I go. Quick.
Yeah, very last one.
Quick.
In terms of the political party.
Yeah.
People are tired of both of the major political parties because over the past 49 years, but in particular, the past 30 years, the Bahamian people have not prospered in this country. You know, and then you talk about Lincoln Bain and his antics. You know, sometimes you've got to get radical in order to get the attention.
Dear caller, I got to cut you.
But anyway,
and not because of what you said. I was just going to read the last text I was going to
read for the day.
Aaron COI is doing so much for the community. You have no idea because you all do not interview Lincoln Bain and find out what he's doing for Bahamians. Dear texter, Lincoln Bain is go live every day.
Let's bring him on.
He can show us. Pop.
Let's bring him on. Let's bring him on. Let's entertain him.
Anyway, this has been Guided Radio in the AM. Thank you very much for listening. We shall see you tomorrow.
You might get your Jordan's back.